This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand.
Bon appetit.
Where's the lamb sauce?
Salty, sweet, and oaky nuttiness.
15-minute bake-off, queens.
And then we add the whiskey. Boom! Flames.
Bam! That's a little bam right there.
Pie.
All right. Our biggest food holiday of the year is almost here. And there will be, of course, plenty of pie. And as home cooks know very well, probably also plenty of hiccups, maybe even some tears along the way in our quest to impress with a masterful and perfect Thanksgiving spread. Well, good thing for us, we have a cooking pro on speed dial. She's here now with some pro tips and last minute hacks to help us out. Evan Kleinman hosts KCRW's Good Food. Hi.
Hi.
Tears. Let's hope not. Right.
I mean, really, you shouldn't cry over a meal. You can always just find a 24-hour...
Or spilled milk.
Yeah, you can always just find a 24-hour deli and get a bunch of turkey sandwiches. I mean, I really think people need to lay down the burden of perfection and just get through it. And unless you're really mired in family expectation and you don't want to blow up your culinary traditions... Really decide what you want and what you can let go of.
That is sound advice, not only for Thanksgiving, but for pretty much life. So
thank you. It's true. I mean, for example, I opted out of attending the gathering I've gone to for the past few years. So I can spend the day with a cousin and it's going to be just the two of us and two dogs just chilling. And I'm going to make plov, the Central Asian pilaf with meat.
Mm. That sounds so tasty. Well, if you are going the traditional route, there are a lot of steps. And I guess planning it out would alleviate some of the stress. So where should we be focusing right now as we're pretty much 2 days out?
Well, hopefully you have already done your shopping or you already have your lists. I like doing all my prep days in advance. All the aromatic veggies for all the recipes chopped and organized, herbs pulled and chopped, bird brined or rubbed, broth for the gravy if you're making your own, made from the neck and the giblets you pull out of the inside of the turkey. And I tend to make lists like a general who moves his men around on a board. You know, you can't plan for all the contingencies, but you can get a lot out of the way so you have more time if the unexpected happens.
Can you brine days in advance?
You should brine days in advance.
Okay.
Yes. And remember,
are you in trouble?
No, because you know, most commercial turkeys these days that you buy in a grocery store have been pre-brined. Just read the label. And if you see the word saline solution or salt in an ingredient list, it means it's already been brined.
Oh, so don't bother.
Yeah. I mean, that it would be awful. You'd make it super salty.
What about making pies ahead of time?
I have made entire apple pies ahead of time up to baking it. Like I've rolled out the dough, put it in the pan, filled it with my apples, put the second crust on and put it in the freezer. And then I just bake it either the night before or the day of. You know, an apple pie takes at the most 60 to 75 minutes to bake. So you can actually put it in the oven when you take the turkey out if oven space is at a premium. And it's going to make the house smell completely amazing. And because you froze the pie, the crust will be exceptional. But for pecan and pumpkin or sweet potato pies, they can all be made the day before. And if you're blind baking your crust 3 days before.
Okay, good. So that alleviates some of the stress. You asked your audience to submit questions, and we have some of our own. But what were some of the questions that you've never heard before? What were some of them that you received this year?
Well, I think one that really struck a lot of us was from an audience member named Jessica from Las Vegas. She's the primary cook for herself and her father. She's an herbivore. Dad is a carnivore who does not like poultry. It's just the two of them. So I told her to just make her dad a steak, a really great steak and a loaded baked potato, maybe some cream spinach, or a slab like a steak of a rib roast, you know, a rib steak. those are just really luxurious and delicious. Don't do anything out of your wheelhouse, but treat yourself well.
Okay, well, let's say you have not gone to the farmer's market this past weekend and you wanted to, but you just didn't, and you need to make some sides. That'll be good. What do you recommend?
Well, you know, not everybody goes to the farmer's market. And although, yes, it's wonderful, it's the ideal, you don't have to take on that burden. And I mean, I would try to avoid frozen or canned vegetables just because there are so many fresh, ready-prepped vegetables at our grocery stores. Everything from aromatic vegetables of those, like at Trader Joe's, how they always have those containers of onion, celery, and carrots already chopped up, which you're going to need for your stuffing. Buy that. If you see a container of diced butternut squash, get that. I mean, you're going to do your zhuzh to it anyway. Mm-hmm. Just try and make decisions that will save your sanity.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, what about being dairy-free? So your producer, Jillian Ferguson, is going dairy-free for the first time, but she's worried about, well, not having butter in her mashed potatoes.
Yeah, her baby is, you know, has showed some allergies. So she's being very cautious. And she specifically asked me about mashed potatoes. And I told her to make a garlic confit, in other words, slowly cook garlic in olive oil, and then use the oil and the garlic in the mash. It's so good. And then you could use your favorite faux milk to loosen up the potatoes. Another idea is to make kolkanen, the Irish dish of kale and potatoes mashed together. But I would first braise the greens in sort of the Italian style with garlic and olive oil and a little bit of water. And then when they're really nice and tender, I would mix them into mashed potatoes and it'll be delicious.
Oh, that sounds good. Even if you aren't a dairy-free person.
Exactly.
All right. Here's a question that I think a lot of people will want the answer to. What if you have overcooked the turkey?
Okay, so usually when you overcook the turkey, you are overcooking the breasts. It's really, really rare to overcook the whole thing so that the dark meat is dry. So if the breasts are dry, which happens to the best of us, it's happened to me, cut them off the bone and slice them and then bathe it in a warm or hot broth before serving. Just let it soak up a little bit of juice. You won't have that moment of presenting a whole turkey, but really, who cares?
I don't display the whole turkey anyway, because you're just going to cut it up.
I think the Norman Rockwell moment needs to die.
Okay, finally, since you are the queen of the pie, what if you burn your pie or if you undercook your pie?
Well, the easiest way to not burn your pie is if the top crust is pretty much ready or nearly ready, but the filling is nowhere near ready, as often happens with apples. Just cover the entire pie with foil. Don't just cover the edges. Cover the whole top. And then once you see that beautiful thickened juice of the apples start to leak out of the slits, take the foil off and let the pie finish. You know, I once took a pie out of the oven to serve and it was almost raw, like literally the bottom was totally raw. And then the filling inside hadn't thickened because it hadn't cooked long enough for the juices to boil. So what I did is I just turned it upside down into another pan, pie pan, a clean pie pan, so that the cooked top was on the bottom and the raw bottom was on the top. And I put it back in the oven and it was sort of like a cobbler. It was delicious. It looked, you know, kind of super rustic, but who cares?
And if it tastes good, who cares?
Have ice cream on hand. And remember, every pie has someone who loves it, even if you are disappointed.
That is another good aphorism for life. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Evan Kleinman hosts KCRW's Good Food, which you can hear on KCRW on Saturdays at 10 and wherever you get your podcasts. And you can check out a video of her answering more audience questions and giving more of her valuable advice at KCRW Good Food. That's her Instagram handle. So go check it out. Also follow her at that Instagram handle. Evan, thank you and happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you. Just enjoy yourselves.
All right. We hope that you enjoy yourself, whatever you're doing for the rest of the day. I'm Madeline Brand. I will see you tomorrow.